Speaking now with Regina's Ken Selinger, a member at the Wascana Country Club. Ken, you've been playing golf a long time, and you had a memorable trip down south with a group of your buddies. You know, using our game is just a wonderful memory, and what a day you had back on Monday, November 7th. But, you know, you're heading down south, so you get to go back this year. You just kind of fill us in on the base of the trip, and we'll get to that hole-in-one. But, yeah, you guys go down often, or what's kind of the story there?
Well, we haven't been there for, this is the first time in I think 2019 was the last one. And it was that pandemic-related stuff, eh?
That yeah, we of course, go. Yeah.
But we've been going previously probably 5 or 6 years. There were four of us. And then this year there was a dozen of us.
Okay. That making up for lost time type thing.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. And so we had kind of a little par points tournament going on for we played 6 rounds in 7 days. I think we had practice rounds, and then we played 5 rounds of sort of par points golf with a dozen of us.
I'm going to assume here you got the hole 7 and hole 14 flags. I'm looking at the picture right now with you and your buddies there. So take it. So you're at hole 7. What's going on? You walk up to the tee.
Well,
Raven
is a really it's my favorite course down there too, and I've had some good rounds at that course. And so anyway, 7 and 14 are two sort of similar par threes in the fact that on number 7 there's water on the left kind of at the beginning of the hole, and then as you get closer to the green there's a really big big bunker on the left side. That's if you're down in it, you have to hit up really high in order to get it over the top.
Okay.
And I'm not the greatest bunker player, but so I really tried to stay away from that thing. And it was 188, I think, that day.
Okay.
And I could kind of turn it a little bit right to left, and I thought, well, okay, if I can keep it right, stay away from the bunker, and maybe if I get some turn on it, it'll bounce into the green and into, I don't know, just hopefully.
Yeah.
if it doesn't work, then at least I can still chip and maybe make a par, but at least I'm not going to make double coming out of the sand kind of thing.
For sure, yeah.
And anyway, it worked. It just kind of, it started to turn and bend a little bit, and I thought, well, man, this looks like it'll be okay. And then I just sort of saw it slowing down, and I bent down and picked up my tee, and then the guy started hollering that it was in the hole. And I didn't see it actually go in.
Oh,
and no, and I just, you know, it's kind of funny. I just thought it looked okay, and and then they could see that it disappeared, and so that was pretty good.
Yeah. So the hoot and holler. So was that
the third one?
Was that the third of your career?
Third one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a cup at the Wascana before, and
but
quite a few years ago now.
Okay.
And so then we went up to number 14, and 14 was 140.
Okay.
And I had an 8-iron, and I thought, well, it's almost the same hole, except there's no water. It's kind of a deep bunker on the left, and same kind of idea that just kind of keep it right and hope it'll turn. And that one did too, but that one I thought I went over the green.
Okay.
I was pretty sure, and then the other guys were saying, "Oh, look close," and I said, "No, I don't think so. I think it ran by." And on that hole, the green drops off quite a bit at the back, and so I went walking up there, and I knew one of the other guys was over for sure.
Yeah.
And so I walked up, and I had a couple of chipping irons and my putter, and the other guy says, "Well, there's only one ball back here," and he says that it's mine. And so then the other guy who's got a really good eye on him, he said, "You know, you better go check that hole." He says, so I went over and looked at the hole, and there's this ball sitting there. And then I just can't kind of limp.
Yeah.
It was just pretty shocking, actually. So you're pretty happy, but at the same time, it was such a strange feeling. I suppose it might be something like which has never happened to me, but when a guy wins a lottery ticket or something like that, you know?
Yeah. I don't think he's worth 70 million, though.
No. You know, it's sort of a personal victory, I guess, or whatever. But yeah, there was no monetary gain out of that one, that's for sure.
Well, the old adage, you know, you probably had, you probably lost the money spending. But,
well,
actually, you know,
that's true, yeah.
Yeah, but you have 12 guys down there, obviously, you know. That
yeah,
group
so
of you, you know, you get through COVID and you get to go on this trip and this happens. This is things like, that's like what our game does, right? Like, this is what golf does.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's right. No, we did have a lot of fun with it after, that's for sure.
And, you, and you're going to continue to have fun with it. I mean, it's going to be the talk of the town when you get back to Wascana once the snow finally melts in about what will seem like 74 months now.
Yeah.
You get back there, you'll be the toast to the town. People are going to be talking there.
That's right,
You know?
Yeah, by that time, who knows if anybody will remember by because we got a long way to go. But it was funny, though. You know, I got on the next hole. The next hole is a pretty simple par four if you can hit a decent drive. I kind of lift one out there and then put another one short of it. It took me four to get down. So after making that hole in one, I negated it with a double. but then I kind of hung together for the last part of it. Was okay. But yeah, after that, I made double and then I got a couple of pars and I bogeyed the last hole, which is kind of a tricky par four in a way, with a big pond on the right. And I was just kind of trying to get off the golf course by that time too, because there's just, I was a bit of a wreck actually.
One other question, was it the same golf ball?
No, you know what I did? I did hit the ball on the next hole, and then I thought, you know, maybe I should change up.
Don't want to lose a type thing, right?
Yeah, and just because that was meant to be kind of thing. And so I did change it out, and then I took another one out, and then I did that again so that the other one, I switched it. Oh, no, you know what? I made the double bogey with that same ball. And then I thought, well, this is bad luck or something like that. And so I switched to another ball. And so I had, So I've got both balls, although I don't know which one was which.
Oh, no.
They're both the same balls, yeah. So I don't know which one I hit where. But I know they're the ones that went in.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff. How many rounds do you get in a year?
I played quite a bit last year, actually. Yeah. We had some pretty good runs, and I'm not working as much as I used to. I still work a bit, but I don't work anywhere. So we've got lots of access. I probably played 90 times, maybe.
Oh, yeah, and this kind
something
of...
like that, maybe.
Is this your lone trip down south, and are you done now until the snow melts?
Yeah, you know, I don't have anything planned.
Okay, well, you went out this 95 rounds, and you went out with a couple aces in one of the final ones. What a year.
Yeah. So it was a good finish to it. No kidding. Yeah, that's right.